I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever seen parking signs in an unfamiliar city where nothing seems to make sense? As in, you can only park on a Tuesday between 10 to 2 unless there's street cleaning or the moon is in an eclipse? Well then, what happens if you actually get a ticket in your rental car? It's tempting to throw away that ticket and pretend it never happened. They can't prove it was you, right? Wrong. What happens is the rental company gets notice of the parking violation, and then they'll pass your information right over to the authorities. And not only will you get the ticket in the mail, you may also be nailed by an administrative fee by the rental company. Now, you have the right to dispute fines, usually within a 2-month window of when you receive the notice. But that comes with its own challenges when you're in a different city, state, or even country. By that time, you're probably dealing with late fees and ultimately, sometimes, even debt collectors. My advice? Simply cut your losses and pay that fine. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.